Church, how are we this morning? Yeah, it is. It's weird to be here. I wasn't expecting to be here on Friday. And on our staff chat, it said Tim sent a message out that says, "Who wants to preach this week?" And everyone on our staff chat were like, "We're praying that we'll find someone, Tim," because we really were. And God placed on my heart, actually, Josh, you're that person this morning to step up and to just to come and to be. I had a whole different plan of what I was going to do on Friday night. I sort of worked my way through what I thought, oh, yeah, this is good. And then again, last night, God was challenging me, saying, actually, no, Josh, we need to finish this, this little series. We need to finish it well. I was going to do something different, but here we go. We're going to talk about a few words of what Tim was sharing about this morning, about this Renew Together idea. So I'm Josh. I'm a 24/7 youth worker. I work in the local intermediate school and team lead the high school. And it's our privilege as a church to be partnered with each of these two schools. Not only that, we're actually partnered together with Revive Church up in Belgium Road, who also partner with Pukekohe High School and Pukekohe Intermediate School. It is such an honour. And I say this word partnership because it's so important. It's all about relationship. Okay, it's not about us sending youth workers into a school and going, cool, we're doing some mission in the school, that's great. It's about us together as a church partnering, being in relationship, working together with the school, with our community, to see God's mission, his mission come. And that's why I'm excited. I'm going to share some stories today around what God has been doing in my life and the work that I do in school. Before we start sharing some story, I want to share this passage that sits really heavy with me. This is the passage that God gave me last night, actually, around this idea of how we can renew together. This idea of what does it look like to shape our relationships around his gospel. So it's going to come up on the screen. It's from John chapter 17, 18 to 26. "Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world." This is a prayer that Jesus was sharing. This is a prayer just before his betrayal and crucifixion. This was Jesus praying directly to God. So I'll start again. "Just as you sent me into this world, I am sending them into the world. And I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them so they can be made holy by your truth. I am praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in me through their message. I pray that they will be one, just as you and I are one. As you are in me, Father, I am in you. And may they be in us so that the world will believe that you sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, so they may be one as we are one. I am in them and you are in me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me. Father, I want these whom you have given to me to be where I am. Then they will see all the glory you gave me because you loved me even before the world began. O righteous Father, the world doesn't know you, but I do. And these disciples know that you sent me. I have revealed you to them, and they will continue to do so. Then your love for me will be in them, and I will be in them." Isn't that amazing that God is, that Jesus is speaking to God on our behalf before we were even thought of? Jesus was speaking directly to God to say, actually, I want this this incredible unity that we have, Jesus, to be amongst all followers of Jesus, to be amongst our disciples. Tim shared this morning on his video a little line. I got to watch it late last night, which was great. And he shared this little thing. What is one way Jesus may be calling you to shape your relationships around his gospel? And I was like, this is actually really important in the way that we do mission. We've been talking about mission overseas for the last few weeks, and I love mission overseas. I love the fact that we can go. God calls us to go to all corners of the world to preach and to proclamatize his name, to glorify his name. And some of us don't actually get the opportunity to do that, right? I'd love to go overseas at some point and share the love of Jesus overseas, but sometimes we don't get to do that. And so I was thinking about it. How do we play a part in God's mission? And it's through this question that Tim has for us. What is one way Jesus may be calling you to shape your relationships around his gospel? It's got me thinking about how I do this in a place where I'm already in. So I'm going to share with you a couple of stories from the intermediate school where I work every day and to show you a little bit of what it looks like for us to posture our relationships around his gospel. I may cry. Oh, I'm going to cry already. because these stories are really heavy on my heart, because these are young people, these are real people. I'm not going to use their real names, but they are real people in situations where I've got to speak life and truth and shine Jesus' love. So if I cry, whatever, that's all good. Hopefully you'll cry with me. Is that cool? Is there any cries out there? Cool, yeah, awesome. I'm going to talk around a young man whose name is Joe. I'm just going to use the name Joe. His name's not Joe, but that's cool. I met Joe in school, it was a long time ago, probably 11 years ago now. And Joe was a young man who came to school and was hurting. He came from a home where mum and dad were in the middle of a very, very messy breakup. There was fighting in the household. There was just this sense of really grossness, horribleness in his household. And he came to school every day out of this place of not being comfortable at home. And that we saw that happen in school. He wasn't comfortable in school. And so one of the DP, Heather, asked me to get alongside this young man as a male role model, as a male figure in his life, where he just needed a dad. He just needed someone who could step in and be that for him. I thought, oh, what do I know about this? This is 11 years ago. I didn't have a wife. I didn't have a child. How can I be a father figure to this young man? And Jesus reminded me in those moments that actually his perfect love for us is that all that he's asking us to do, is show that perfect love back to others. So we sat down. Most days I checked in with this young man for the first couple of weeks, just asking him how he was. We'd go out of class and throw a basketball round for 15 minutes and have a conversation. And through building this relationship, I ended up in a position where I felt really awkward, where one day I had to drop him home from an event because his dad didn't come and pick him up. And I dropped him home and his mum says, "Who are you?" And I was like, uh-oh, what do I do here? And God just reminded me again in that moment that actually to just be real, be who I am. And I said, look, I'm a youth worker in the school and I've been, I'm the one who's been catching up with your son, because the school let them know every day for the last couple of weeks, just being and having conversation. And the mum turns around and says, thank you. Thank you for being here when we couldn't. So what is God asking us? What was God? God was positioning me. I could have chosen to just do some things, have some conversation, but God was positioning me, placing me in this place of relationship where I could show love to a young person, where I could be Jesus, the Father that he needed in that moment. It was consistent, and it was long-lasting. We, for the 2 years that he was at school, we had a good relationship. We worked really closely for about a term, and then after that, we just worked in a real casual basis. But it was just this amazing thing to see that how God postured a relationship where I could be someone who I thought was actually unworthy of even doing this, but he postured me in this place so that I may be God's hands and feet in that school. Another little story. Joe's cool now. Joe's working. He doesn't know Jesus. But actually, you know what? I think just like Tim talked about the seeds that were planted, there's some seeds that were planted there. And I continue to pray for Joe that those seeds will be watered. My next little story, my last one for this morning, my last little story is I was talking to a young man in school. Let's call him Billy. I like the name Billy. And Billy was a young man who was struggling with his own self-worth. Billy was someone who I saw a real leadership potential in. He was quiet. He was struggling in school a little bit. But man, he could influence his friends. Man, he was the person who was in his group of friends who was always encouraging. He was the person in his group of friends who was always wanting to help the other people. And I saw a real leader in him. And so I asked him one day, are you going to try out, in our school we have like learning communities, like house groups, and they're all in different sections. And each house group has a different leadership structure. So like, sorry, the same leadership structure. They have like house leaders and sports leaders and digital leaders and all these cool opportunities to see young people flourish in their leadership. It's really cool. And I encouraged him. I said, are you going to take up one of these leadership positions? He says, nah, I'm not going to take one up. And I said, well, why not? He says, well, I don't know how to talk. I don't know how to be a leader. And plus, no one's going to vote for me anyway. And I was like, what do you mean? And so the way that it works was actually the for some of the positions, the students got to vote, and also the teachers actually had a great vote as well. But there was this opportunity for the students to vote, and he thought that no one was going to vote for him. I worked with this young man for about a week. I was like, no, this is something from God that is pressing on me. I need to work with this young man. And so I pressed him a little bit more, and I just said to him, actually, I think that you really need to try out for this. Can I nominate you and can I write you a recommendation? And he looks at me, he's like, okay. So I wrote this recommendation. I thought it was pretty good. And I went and talked to his teachers. I talked him up really big. I went and talked to his teachers. And a real long story short, he ended up getting the top position in his group. When he stood up and shared a little speech in front of his house group, they all clapped. I was standing at the back. I was really honored to be able to stand at the back of this and hear this. They clapped and they cheered for him. And it was just this overwhelmingness. And from there, I saw this young man flourish. From there, I saw this young man step into places that was just building his leadership up, encouraging him, edifying him, and to be the leader that God had made him. Again, he didn't know Jesus, but God was positioning me in places where I am already in to have influence, to share his gospel and his love and his truth with young people. Jesus is leading and he is guiding me in every time I go into school. It is a real privilege that I get to go into school and reflect him. I don't get to go into school and walk around and say, Jesus loves you, and Jesus loves you, and Jesus loves you. That would be really cool. But I can't do that. But what I get to do is to be the hands and feet of Jesus. I get to reflect Jesus and who I am and who God has made me. And I get to share the love of God with young people. I'm really blessed to be able to do that. Respectful relationships with people are essential to the coming of the gospel renewal. To seek honest, committed, respectful relationships in which we can give and receive, to learn and to teach, to lead and to follow, to direct and to serve. We do this trusting Jesus and seeking the loving unity that Jesus prayed for us in John 17. The unity that he said would cause the world to know that the Father sent him. So Tim's question comes back to me again. What is one way that God may be calling you to shape your relationships around his gospel? I finished today with this little quote that'll come up on the screen from Amy, I don't know how to say her last name, Clutinotti, we'll say that. Where you are right now, that is your mission field. And that may change, but I want to encourage us, where we are right now, we have the opportunity to shape our relationships to see Jesus' gospel come, to see the gospel of Jesus Christ come. And that's really important to me. What are we doing? So I want to sit with that for a little bit. We're going to move into a time of communion where we get to respond to this question. We take communion to honour the sacrifice that Jesus has made on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. We believe this understanding is paramount to receiving the bread and wine during communion. We need to look inside our own hearts before we take communion. Is there those who we need to forgive? Do we need to forgive ourselves? And do we need to ask for God's forgiveness? Communion is such an intimate part of both worship and fellowship with Christ and his believers. We see communion as an opportunity to stay intimately connected with Christ and the significance of his sacrifice on the cross. Excuse me for one moment. Crying. Our youth have been doing a little series around encountering God, where we sat for 10 weeks and encountered God in lots of different ways. Some of them were awkward. We did silence. We sat in silence for, 15 minutes? It ended up being like 20 minutes because I went too long. But it was awkward sometimes, but it was really good. We experienced God through nature. We set this place up with a whole bunch of different things from nature where we got to be tactile. And one of them was we got to experience God through communion. And we took communion together. We talked around the story and we took it together. And when we posture ourselves, when we place ourselves into a place of wanting to experience God, God shows up. I was really nervous. We got, 13 to 18-year-old kids in our youth ministry, and I was nervous that it was just going to flop. I was nervous that there was going to be like, all right, we're going to encounter God, and 30 seconds later, we're all going to walk out of the room because actually we're not in the right place. But we came with an attitude of going, actually, God will show up. When we come and we posture ourselves with him, God will show up, and we can encounter him. So this morning, as we approach the elements. You have the elements on your chairs. There's those little cups. If you didn't have one on your chair, there should be one around you. So when we take these elements, I want you to ask God to meet you, wherever you may be at. Say, Jesus, I want to encounter you. I want to connect with you. I want to see you. And we're just going to sit in his presence for not long this morning. And the question I want us to ask is, what is one way, Jesus, that you may be calling me to shape my relationships around your gospel, Jesus? I'm just going to read from Mark quickly and then I'm going to pray. As they were eating, Jesus took some bread and he blessed it. Then he broke it into pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take it, for this is my body." And he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. He gave it to them and drank from it. And he said to all of them, "This is my body, which confirms the covenant between God and his people. It is poured out as a sacrifice for many." Let's pray together. God, we come again this morning and we place ourselves in a posture out of a place to honor and to worship you. Lord, as we take the cup of communion together as the body of Christ here this morning, Lord, may you bring us together. May you unite us. Just as it says in John 17, may you unite us together so that they will know that you sent Jesus. And God, as we do that, we ask this question this morning. We ask this question of how, Jesus, how are you calling us to shape our relationships around your gospel message? Help us to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Help us to be the light that shines you, Jesus. And as we take communion together, may we encounter you, may we see you, may we experience you this morning, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's take communion together.